Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Thursday.
Thanks.
Thank you. I've never done this in 20 years. I have to out one of my castmates. Andrew just confessed to being behind all the Hunter Biden emails. This is awkward. It's weird, but
me.
He was just bragging about it. Sue, how long did you say it would take him? An hour?
Maybe 15.
And that was starting from scratch.
I'm the big guy. I'm the chairman that they keep talking about in all the emails.
It's the only thing that would make 2020 make sense to me. if my associate producer, Andrew, were behind all of this.
If I was getting 10%?
No, we were just discussing that there's a screen. Someone's put a screenshot, send it out to Rach, of a Hunter Biden text, which may very well be true. He may be good for all of this, and Joe is up to his neck in it. But we live in a weird time when you can fake anything. Faking a text or an email, that was the point that Andrew was making. That's child's play. And I said this like 5 years ago when we were talking about this kind of technology. Like, once this happens, all the bets are off.
Yeah.
Because someone comes in and says, sorry to tell you, I have a video of your wife with another guy, blah, blah, blah. Well, it very well may be, but no one's ever going to believe anything again because you can fake literally anything.
Yeah, the idea of proving things becomes, and they're not that hard to prove, because whenever you change something, you can't change something without an original, right? I mean, whenever you change something or fabricate something, there is evidence that it was changed or fabricated. But on a eyeballing as a human being level, you know, it's like, oh, well, I can trust what my eyes can see. Well, at some point in the pretty near future, maybe that won't necessarily be the case, and we will have to do, like, forensics on everything.
We both Rach and I separately watched, I watched most of it, Rach. I don't know how much of you watched of the Leslie Stahl that the president put out.
I watched basically the beginning and the end.
Same. Want to give your reactions? I'll give mine first. I don't know why the president got that upset.
Well, let's set the table really quick. This is the 60-minute interview that the president allegedly walked out of the other day.
Yes.
I didn't see him walk out.
I didn't either. I didn't see him. That's the main thing. He's the leader of the free world. He's president. He's a very bombastic person. He says a lot of stuff. I don't mind at all when the press give him difficult questions. And that's what he took umbrage to, is Leslie Stahl, before they ever started, said, you ready for some tough questions? And then at the end, he was like, you started it like this. And he kind of does a mocking thing and making fun of her. I thought he was a bit of a baby about that. But I was expecting him tossing a chair,
like,
or something.
The way they talked about it.
He didn't at all. Like, he does like a 40-minute interview, and then his handler or her says, hey, first warning, we only have about 5 minutes left. And you can tell Trump's pissed. And he goes, you know what? I think we have enough. And he says goodbye to Leslie Stahl. He's obviously pissy, but he absolutely 100% did not walk out in a huff and show his ass. He just didn't.
So this is the interview that he was allegedly walked out of. And the president's team had filmed the interview from his perspective, like camera on him the entire time. So it's you know, you can hear him very clearly. Leslie Stahl's a little more muted.
Yeah.
But they released this early as opposed to just letting the 60 Minutes interview roll out on Sunday or whenever.
President throughout, as he will be tonight, as he always is upset that Joe Biden is not getting tough questions. I get it. He's not.
Oh, they've released the questions early and they're all softballs?
No, no, no. He was just saying to Leslie Stahl, you and everyone else in the media beat me up and you just ask Biden what his favorite ice cream is.
Pretty much.
Which is true. Yeah. I mean, it's very tough to...
But I think she also made a good point at the end of, she was like, I've never interviewed Joe Biden. So it's weird to like look at her. You know what I mean? It'd be like if I looked at you and was like, you know, everyone is disrespects me. And you were like, I've never disrespected you. Why are you looking at me?
I don't think it was a personal attack, probably. It was just a general statement.
Well,
he was using the royal you as, he was talking to her as 60 Minutes.
Yeah, he even said.
Yeah.
He's like, when I say you, I mean 60 Minutes. So anyway, just in case you, I was interested in that because I thought it was going to be a big F you, Leslie Stahl, and walk out and shove something over, and it just wasn't.
Who said that it was? Was it CBS that was saying this is how? I mean,
I think
who
it's just
framed
the overall. I haven't heard any facts. It's just the overall framing of it, of you know, that Trump walks out on the interview and he's going to release it. Or I expected more fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, the first I heard of it was the other day when President Trump tweeted the video of Leslie Stahl speaking to some other people in the White House without a mask on. And he said, Leslie Stahl without a mask minutes after my interview with her, more to come. And then the story, to my knowledge, the stories came out of like, he walked out, he was so upset. And then he said he was going to release this footage. So he released footage of his interview and then Vice President Pence's interview with Leslie Stahl.
Yeah.
And framed as on the president's Facebook page, like, can you believe the rudeness and the nastiness, essentially, of 60 Minutes that they talk to me like this?
And see, I just disagree. I just disagree. I people can be nasty, no doubt about it. I thought the Savannah Guthrie interview, look, Tony, how long have I hated Savannah Guthrie professionally, right? And
since day one.
And I thought it was fair. She was simply not letting him get away with stuff. I think that's okay. And I think it's even okay if she happens to hate him. I think they should do the same thing to Biden. I have a lot of questions for Biden. I want someone to ask him and someone to make him answer. And if he gives a bullcrap answer, like if he just says tonight, when the Hunter Biden stuff comes up, if he just says like, that's been discredited, Russian disinformation, that's not good enough. No, I want to know more. And if Kristen Welker doesn't hold his feet to the fire, then the president should. We should know this. And then he should let him answer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sense very much. You know, people just look at things different ways. I didn't watch the entire interview, but the beginning and the end, I didn't think there was rudeness or an excessive amount from Leslie Stahl. At the beginning, she says, you ready for some hard questions? And that seemed to be what really upset him. And at the end, he kind of does a little like impression of her talking about it, inciting that as the reason why he got upset during the interview. But during her interview with Vice President Pence, the end of that was incredibly uncomfortable to me. She's interviewing him. He's Mike Pence. We all saw him in the vice presidential debate a couple weeks ago. He is going to finish his thought. He's not going to sum it up any quicker for you. That's just who he is what I've come to realize over the past couple of weeks. And she didn't like any of his answers. And sitting there at the end of the interview, she says to him, you know, you haven't answered any of my questions and you've just given speeches. And they kind of argue about that back and forth a little bit. And she says, I feel as though you've disrespected 60 Minutes and me, and I'm very upset. And that was a little...
That's strange.
It was odd. I don't think that if the same interaction... I don't think if Kamala Harris had sidestepped whatever, you know, she felt that she was sidestepping in a similar interview, I don't think anyone would have said that to her or to Joe Biden when he was VP or to Dick Cheney. That felt a little rude and disrespectful.
I agree.
But I didn't see that as much in the president's interview. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
Mike Pence answers questions in a debate like a traditional politician.
Mm-hmm.
He he answers with his he goes into the debate knowing all the talking points he wants to get out there and uses whatever question is being asked, tries to align the talking point that most lines up with that question and use it.
Yeah.
He's done it for years. That's what he does. You could call that dodging, and that's a fair fair statement.
Which I do.
But that's what all politicians do.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
He wasn't doing anything that hasn't been done to reporters interviewing presidents, vice presidents. It hasn't been done for
and that's
years.
Why it was odd to me that she...
Yeah, I agree.
I felt it was kind of... I know it happened at the White House, but I felt like it was kind of rude and like a bad host to be like...
I agree.
I could never imagine doing that to a guest on our show if we didn't like their answers, being like, well, you've disrespected me and you've disrespected the Dave Glover show. That was a lot.
And Mike Pence is exceedingly polite. Whether it's real or not,
you know, the only
debate,
politician,
he's always polite.
I give the president a lot of credit for taking as many questions as he does. Mm-hmm. But the only politician I've ever heard who I thought was being honest, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Only one.
I think he's the most honest.
Now, he may not be an honest person.
One of the most honest politicians I've ever seen.
In his life. He may be dirty. I don't know. But
you know where he stands.
You know where he stands. And when someone asks him a question, he answers it. He answers it immediately, and he answers the question. He doesn't answer what he wants, what he wishes he would have asked.
I have a question. How much do you guys think President Trump is asked a ridiculous amount of difficult questions versus other presidents, in that other presidents didn't typically complain about the content of an interview as it was going on? Like, he's very vocal about, like, this is so unfair. Mm-hmm. You don't ask other people things like that. He is letting us know how dissatisfied he is in the moment. How much of that do you think sticks in our brains? And we go, yeah, he does get all these difficult questions, when it's not as if you're the leader of the free world. If anyone's going to be asked difficult questions, and if anyone has an obligation to inform the public, it's you. So I always get a little confused when he's like, these are so difficult. This is, you don't ask other people stuff like this. Well, this is your job. You've taken on the most important job on the planet. You're beholden to the citizens of your country. Why are you complaining so much that the press is trying to ask you questions that you perceive as difficult?
Good.
I think, right or wrong, he thinks that along with the tough questions that other presidents have received, there's always also a bit of a let me up moment. There's always like the mixed in of like, let's talk about the good things you've done.
Yep.
And now I'm going to hit you hard on the bad things you've done. Nobody ever talks about the good things that Trump has done. Maybe that's because they don't think there are any good things that he's done. But I think that Trump feels like, and a lot of people that interpret the way that he interprets it, is that the press is nothing but negative. Yeah, you should be able to answer. And it not only is it the press's, it's the press's responsibility to ask hard questions to the president. You're not doing your job if you're not. So he needs to be asked and challenged on those hard questions. But I don't ever remember any president, even like George Bush with the war and everything.
But I don't think you can compare.
That's true.
I don't think you can compare at all, because they are two different activities. The way the press has interacted with President Trump is organically a million miles away from how they've interacted with anyone else. No one has taken as many questions as this president. No one has had this intimate. It's bad. It's dysfunctional. It's toxic. But this president is more intimately connected to the press than any president ever has been. Obama wasn't talking about the press, good or bad. But this president, from the start, fake news, look at all these losers out here, get this guy out of here, you're a criminal. You know, just last week he called a member of the press a criminal. It's a relationship. It's a terrible relationship. Typically, the relationship is very formal, and it's very, Mr. President, like to ask you about X, Then the president gives a very respectful answer. Maybe he's a tiny bit salty. Maybe the reporter's a tiny bit salty. That's what we're used to. This is a bad marriage. And so I don't think you even can compare, like, well, the press didn't say this to Bush or they didn't say it to Clinton. It's completely different on the president's side as well. This is a toxic relationship between the White House and the press corps, and I think they both have fault in it. And we all suffer because we don't get good information. We're just watching this show, you know?
Yep.
I mean, let's face it. Even on 97.1, people are here because they care about politics. People are going to watch tonight because they care about substance and policy and who they're going to vote for. But I think all of us, this has become WWE NASCAR reality television. That's how we take it in. Did you hear what the president said? Did you hear what Leslie Stahl said? Did you hear what this person said? Did you see the fly? We've really lost a lot of the high road of what we're doing, and we're now into who's going to say the meanest, dumbest thing first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
330-DGS. People calling in. 314-241-9797. Tom, you're up first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with your comment on that the public is what's suffering with the enmity between the press corps and the president, based on your comment that there's a filtration, there's a lack of information. No president in history has been more forthcoming to the American people through tweets and his accounts that he does directly broadcasting to his constituents. So I don't think there's a breakdown there. What there is a breakdown is the way we used to do things, business as usual, and some people are uncomfortable with that. But the bottom line is the press has been filtering the information. So by circumventing the filters, you get raw information directly from the president's mouth.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But for me to accept that, I have to accept that everything he says is true and accurate. And I don't accept that about anyone, including myself.
I get that. But at least he's giving his perspective unfiltered.
Yeah.
And so that is just like what a newspaper used to write back in the days when newspapers were journalists. They would state, this is what he said.
Yeah.
Then they would allow somebody else to say some argument against it.
Yeah,
and then they would have it out. And then the constituents could decipher who they felt was telling the truth.
Yeah.
But in this case, he's being filtered and mismanaged on his words.
I think one of the worst things that has happened, and Tom, you may agree, me being in media and you being a consumer of media, is that you sound somewhere around my age, that when we were growing up, you had the news and then you had opinion. You had editorials. And once a week on Channel 5, Chris Condon would have a big word that said opinion behind his head and he would give his opinion. And we understood the difference. But that doesn't sell as well. We found out in the last 20 years that opinions, very extreme opinions, bomb-throwing opinions, that's what sells products. And that's been really bad for us because, you know, I would love it. Oh, my God, would I love it if I could just do this show about wiener jokes and bathroom humor. And I never had to worry about talking about politics because we had a few newspapers or websites or publications that just gave you the facts. Here they are. And then someone else would say, oh, no, the facts are wrong. Oh, well, let's have that out. And then you would have someone do an editorial. And here's what I think these facts mean. But now it's all mixed up and mumbled up, and people who pretend to be journalists are actually pundits. And I just think it's been terrible. It's been, I don't even know how someone like Nick or Phoebe's age could even look at the news as journalism or how they're going to get their information. And it's so ripe for conspiracy theories and social media. It's all just...
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's disheartening. It's exhausting. Yes. And it's tough.
You also wonder, you know, he released this Leslie Stahl interview and then he said tonight's moderator, Kristen Welker, is even worse. You do wonder what the point in saying that in advance is.
I know what it is.
Other than.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's to poison the well.
Yep.
It's so that all of his people are going to have confirmation bias. And she may be. She probably
is. Yeah, the thing is, she could very well be. Very well might be. But you haven't done the debate
right.
yet.
Yeah.
Come on, it's just like the NBC town hall that he did last week when he, before the town hall even happened, he said it was a con job. The town hall that hadn't happened yet was a con job. Maybe it will be. Maybe it will be. But it hasn't happened yet. So Kristen Welker hasn't moderated this debate yet. Maybe it will be one-sided. Maybe it will. There will be a bias in her moderation and in her questioning or whatever. There hasn't been one yet.
Do you think that Joe gets asked about Hunter tonight by Kristen and not Donald Trump?
No. I don't think she asks him.
If she doesn't ask
because
him.
Because they've given all of the...
It's impossible to say that this is...
They've given all of the topics, and the only thing that could come under is leadership, I think.
Foreign policy, in
and I
anywhere?
Don't, and I don't see it. I don't think she's going to ask it. I think Trump's going to ask it. I think Joe's going to give his Joe answer, and then they're going to go from there. But also, Joe's done a lot of goofy things so far, but Joe hasn't had a real Joe moment during this whole campaign. Granted, he spent most of it in his basement, but I think tonight could be the night. Tonight could be the night where tomorrow or tonight at 10 p.m. when I call in to Tony, we're talking about something substantive that Joe said that's really troubling.
If Trump lets him.
So Joe Biden has spent the entire week prepping for this debate. To my knowledge, Donald Trump is still going to rallies.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Kind of taking the same approach as last time.
It's kind of his thing.
Do you guys think he's actually going to switch it up tonight? Or do you think he's going to not, you know, he can't do the same exact strategy as last time. I think he even gets like, okay, people are not going to necessarily want to see this, and I do need to let Joe talk.
Yeah.
But do you think it's going to be a striking difference or just a little less of last time?
Because if you just, people in general, the great bell curve, I think that the president is so far out on whichever end of the bell curve it is of he is him.
Yep. That's it.
I can be a bunch of different people. That's not necessarily the best character trait to have. But you say, hey, Dave, here's what we need. We need you to go easy. We need you to go hard. Maybe it's because I've practiced law for 10 years. But I feel like I can put on different suits, different masks, different hats, and I can play it different ways. But even I, not that I'm some paragon of control, but even I have a point where if Tony and I are debating and I'm trying to go easy on him, I'm going to get pissed, and I'm going to go F you on Tony. But it's going to take me a lot longer than the president, because the president just is who the president is.
Yep.
So I think it's in his head. I think that people who he trusts have said, let him answer. Don't come off as a bully. Let Joe mess it up. I think it's in his head. I just don't think he's really capable of it, because he's just so... He is who he is.
He can't help himself.
Yeah.
He can't help himself. And he probably could pass a lie detector test saying, I'm not going to cut Joe Biden off as much, and I am going to let him talk and let him finish his answers and let him, you know, give bad answers or whatever. But I just don't think he can. A lot of people think the president is always playing four-dimensional chess, and he's always, you know, three moves ahead of everyone else. I think the president lives in the moment and flies by the seat of his pants a lot.
Yeah.
And
he does it pretty well.
And he does it pretty well. And he may say to himself, I'm not going to cut Joe Biden off, and I'm not. But the second Joe Biden pushes a button, which, like you just said, is pretty easy to do with the president.
And another thing, too.
He's not going to be able to stop
My
himself.
Understanding is there will be four uninterrupted minutes each segment.
Yeah.
And then they have 11 minutes of going back and forth. Go at it. I'm not going to fault the president during that. If the president is super aggressive and talks over Biden and interrupts him, hey, you're making some decisions. And you may, quote unquote, win. You may put him into a corner intellectually he can't get out of. You may rattle him. Or you may come off looking like a big bully and people don't like you and they feel sorry for Joe. But during those 11 minutes, the only thing that's going to make me mad is if Kristen Welker is interrupting and trying to keep too much control over it. These are the two finalists to lead the world. Let them go.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Yeah. I said it the other day. If you don't like the president and you think that him cutting people off is ridiculous and looks terrible, which I agree with, by the way, I don't understand why those people, by and large, are wanting the mute button. If I didn't like the president, I would not want that mute button.
Hell
because
no.
It makes him look bad when he's...
Yes.
He looked bad to everybody. Like I said the other day, that first debate, he looked bad to everybody except the Trump can do no wrong crowd. Anybody else, he looked bad in that first debate for cutting Biden off so much and not letting him finish answers. So if you don't like the president, you should not want the mute button because...
I agree.
He looks bad with that.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. I get it.
Thanks, man.
I did not vote for Trump in 2016. I'm not a big Trump guy. I probably will this time. And I agree with you guys largely that, you know, asking the president or the candidate a tough question, air quotes, tough question, is a good thing. The problem is, where's the line between a tough question and unfair? I mean, how many times are we going to ask him, do you denounce racism and all that stuff? And it over and over and over. We had 8 years of Obama. We had the 2016 election. You know, how many of those, air quotes, tough questions were asked during that time? And so now the expectation is, I don't know, unfair or just not right. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's no doubt, in my mind at least, that the job of the press has always been to keep the government honest by asking tough questions and revealing very difficult things, Iran-Contra and Watergate and Benghazi and countless things. But there's no doubt that this press, it by and large, hates the president. They want to get him. There's a difference. There's a difference between, you know what? I think there's something weird going on with Nixon. And we're going to get this son of a bitch.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it's one-sided. I know a lot of people listening right now do. They think it's all the press. I don't. I think it was very intentional, the president trying to cast the press the way he has. He's a natural human being. He gets his feelings hurt. He gets pissed. He gets tired of being attacked. I get it. But going back 4 years and seeing the way this relationship started, this is exactly where I would think that we would be.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, 345 DGS. So I am very fortunate, even within this great job I have, that I'm very protected. I have to go to very few meetings, like Rach and Tony go to tons of meetings and Zoom meetings, and typically I don't have to do that stuff. And we had this sexual harassment training that we had to finish by next week. So did it today. It's fine. Whatever. We've all been through these things. It's being a lawyer, I can tell you, it's such a cover your ass thing. Not one person nationally was like, wow. I shouldn't threaten someone's job if they don't have sex with me. Well, I'm going to make a note of that. Hold on. I mean, it is what it is.
Can I just say I want to be an actress in one of these things?
Yeah.
Can I just say you could have?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
nobody
how bad it is.
Anything.
But I understand why my company does it.
Yeah,
every company
course.
Does it.
Of course.
I get
of course.
It.
Agreed.
But this bothered me. Within the program, I do things pretty quickly. I read pretty quickly. I think pretty quickly. And I answer things pretty quickly. And in this, you had to take little quizzes. Yeah. And it was like, should you grab the girl's butt? Yes or no? And I'm like, no. And it goes, you're right. Correct. Then I would hit the arrow to move on. And it would say,
nope.
We think you should spend a little more time on this page to learn it really well.
Yeah.
After you got it right. After I got it right.
Yeah. Same here.
It happened to me 100 times.
Yes.
100 times.
Like, what? You just told me, don't grab girls' butts. And then you asked me, should I ever grab girls' butt?
Right.
And I said, no.
I learned.
And you said, correct. Let's go on to what else I shouldn't grab.
Nope.
Let's move on to how I shouldn't treat someone else.
I learned what you taught me.
We think you should spend a little more time. How like insult?
I proved my learning, and you said.
I'm glad you had the same experience.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Over and over again. And I felt. Actually, I felt boxed in on both sides because at the beginning it said, if you leave your screen idle for too long, it'll kick you out.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So here I am.
I'm trying to do it at just the right pace.
I don't want it to yell at me that I'm going too fast.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, if I let it sit for a couple minutes, is it going to kick me out? So
I don't know what to do. Also, it's just, I don't know. I guess everything like that, because obviously our company didn't make this. Someone made it and sold it to our company and a thousand others.
Right.
But they're just so ham-fisted.
So.
It's just so.
Like you said.
Yeah.
And nobody learned anything. Like, wait a minute. It's not okay to demote somebody if they won't sleep with you at work?
And they won't give you sexual
And then the actors.
Who knew?
The actors are sitting at a bar, and the girl's like, I'm just really happy to be working with you. You're just, you know, one of my all-time favorites in the industry. And the guy's like, I've got a penis. It's right here. It's so close to you right now. It wasn't even, like, the subtle.
No.
There was no subtlety. No subtlety.
You ever seen a wiener?
The advancement, the sexual harassment was so, disgustingly
duh.
Over the top. And then there would always be the close in, the close up on the person getting harassed. World is shattered.
I only missed one question. You missed the same one.
I know a bunch of other people that missed the same
where
one.
Where a lady's walking through an industrial site and the men are joking. And it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
And it's water some signs.
Joking about her appearance.
About her appearance. Water some signs that this isn't right. And, you know, like hurts her feelings, makes her feel threatened.
It was click on all the different ones. That make this inappropriate.
And then one said, she doesn't think it's funny. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably a good sign that something's amiss. And it's like, no.
Yep, I missed it too.
So as long as you're funny,
so
you can say anything you want about a girl's appearance.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, so wait a minute. If she would have thought...
That's my takeaway from the training today.
If she would have thought the jokes about her appearance were funny, then it's okay? Like...
Yeah. The thing you just said about my boobs is mean, but it's true, and it's funny, so...
Yeah. I could.
So we're cool.
When I filled it out, because it was so ham-fisted, it was so obvious, I took the quiz, and I'm, you know, you're thinking...
Rach,
pretty simple stuff.
I said,
and then it said you missed one,
We were taking it.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
We were taking it at the same time. Although she was dumb enough to click on that she's a manager, and I didn't, so she had to take twice what I did.
Oh, Rachel.
Horrible.
But I kept saying, I hope there's at least one girl that's harassing a boy. You said you got one?
Well, not in any of the videos.
There was
in
one question.
Plenty of the stock photos, there was a woman harassing a man.
There was one question about Joanne asking Todd to come over.
Yeah, Joanne was pushy in that. Yes.
Was she?
Yeah,
okay.
There was one. Yes. There was one example.
Do you remember?
It wasn't one of the acted ones.
No.
It wasn't one of the.
Do you remember the photo?
It's just a question
of the guy just staring at the woman's butt.
Oh yeah, yes.
She's like bent over making copies.
Yeah.
Like anyone makes copies anymore.
And he's sitting at, and like a
he's
cubicle,
like, well.
Like with his hands on it, like on his chin, like, oh.
Okie doke.
Look at that. All right.
Is this okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this okay?
No.
Yes or no?
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Does she think it's funny?
It's not okay. The very beginning.
Unless it's really
the
funny.
The very beginning really comes out swinging because the very beginning is like a text conversation.
Oh yeah,
it's like, do you need help with the report? Yeah, that would be great if you could send me whatever file on it. Well, how about I come over and we sleep together?
Yes, yes. Nothing in the middle.
Yeah,
I don't think he said that. He said spend the night.
Nothing in the middle.
Nothing in the middle.
Oh gosh.
And then it got worse. And then she was like, "Excuse me." And
yeah.
He's like, "I can show you.
I can show you another use for that desk of yours."
Oh yeah, he did. Oh, that was bad.
I mean, and that was in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
Like this guy's bad at this.
And there's not one person who took that because they ask you about that conversation and go, what did you see?
Any red flags here?
Yeah, anything inappropriate? And one of the answers that you could have given was, no, there was nothing inappropriate about this conversation. There's nobody in the world that thinks that! Look, it was so...
Looks good to me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. She's into it. Yeah.
She texted him, yeah. Okay?
She said she needed help.
Yeah.
What does she think that's going
to
mean?
And then she goes to the Joe's manager and she's like, he was very inappropriate. And she's like, I'm too busy to deal with this right now. Just get over it. Every manager in my training said the same thing, which was very disheartening.
Todd, you had a chance to sleep with Todd and you passed it up? Oh, you idiot.
His family has a lake house.
What did you do? Ask him for help? And then he asked you to come over and spend the night and to use his desk in a different way? And you said no? No one says no to Todd. But it was helpful.
Yeah.
Quite.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's your lady.
Uh-huh. Hey, Joe's on TV. Joe Jorgensen.
That's what she looks like, huh?
Dr. Joe. Yep. Anybody wants to know who I'm voting for? There she is.
Show us Spike, you cowards.
Yeah.
What's Spike look like?
They never, he's a younger guy. Wears glasses usually.
I would love it if you were like 85 years old. He's like, they call me Spike.
That's enough to get my vote right now.
I want to complain for a second. We never get to talk about the Libertarian Party. In 2016, for all the madness that it was with Trump and Hillary, how could you have two bigger, more compelling names than Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton running for president, right? I mean, I know we're going through madness right now, but those two were plenty to consume the media 24/7. But Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate, you still saw on TV, on the big networks.
True.
A lot.
Yeah.
You saw him getting interviewed by the major networks. He even had prime...
I think you're about to answer your own question.
He even had primetime networks interviewing them. Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian... Not Joe Biden. Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian candidate.
I think he may have ruined it for...
No attention.
Joe.
You think it's his? You think it's Gary's fault? That's kind of a good point.
I mean, he had a haircut like a baby bird, and he spoke holding his tongue.
Yeah,
I mean,
wait, what?
You never saw that one?
He spoke holding his tongue. Is that a?
It's a real thing.
No, it's for real. He was.
He was. I think he was trying to be funny. And
he
pinched his tongue and he answered a question.
Yeah, okay. Really, well,
I think Joe Jorgensen is a victim of taking this seriously. If she would have spiked her hair up and went on Samantha Bee and behaved like a complete idiot like Gary Johnson did. Sorry, Gary.
Yeah.
Because you could be out there listening right now. I have no idea what that guy's up to.
He worked at Smoothie King.
She would have
downstairs.
Gotten this level of media attention too because he
it's a good point.
Was labeled as a joke.
It's
but
a good
she
point.
Takes this seriously and she yeah. has actual ideas and people are just like,
then that's
well,
not exciting.
Yeah.
She deserves more. The Libertarian Party, it does a lot to itself. There's a lot of self-inflicted wounds by the Libertarian Party. But she should have gotten more press attention this time around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.